Game on!
Simon caught sight of the giant squid in the cold, dim light. The long tentacles like tree branches, the giant suckers and white, teeth-like hooks, the round, pale body, heavy and thick. The creature seemed to be following him with its huge eyes, though Simon knew that wasn't possible. It was long dead. He walked around the glass container.
"Well?" asked his mom.
"It's okay," Simon said.
"Just okay?" His mom shook her head. "People come from all over the world just to see that huge squid."
Simon shrugged. "Sorry, it's just not that huge."
"It's over 4 meters long."
Simon shrugged again. "I guess I was expecting something bigger, that's all. Like in Monster Quest Level 4, there's this deep sea monster. That thing can take down a whole ship."
Mom couldn't believe it. "I tried to show you something interesting after school, and you just think of video games,"
she said with a sigh.
Dad was already home when they got back, wearing his loose trousers, the ones with fish all over them. He was sitting in his favorite armchair, feet hanging over the armrest.
"What's the news?" Dad said with a smile.
"Don't ask," said Mum, raising her eyebrows.
"We went to the museum, and there was a huge squid, only I didn't think it was that impressive," said Simon.
"Well, how about I give you a huge beating in Ninja Attack 3 instead?" said Dad.
"Game on," said Simon, leaping up.
Mum reached over and grabbed the controllers before either of them could start.
"Games? This is exactly what I'm on about, Dave. It's getting to be all he's interested in these days."
"But it's the weekend," said Dad.
"Then we can do something together as a family," Mum suggested. "Something that doesn't involve a screen or a controller."
"What do you have in mind?" said Simon suspiciously.
"A weekend with no computer games, enjoying the real world," she replied.
The next day, Simon came downstairs, his brain still sleepy, and found Mum packing lunchboxes. There were backpacks on the sofa, hiking boots had been taken out, and Dad was holding his special tramping stick. Simon groaned.
"Oh, please say we're not going on a bushwalk."
"We're not going on a bushwalk," said Dad, leaning on his tramping stick.
Simon let out a thankful sigh.
"Phew, so what's all this stuff for?"
"We're going walking in the bush," said Mum.
"But I thought you just said..."
He glared at his dad. Dad winked.
"Just joking."
"Have some breakfast, sleepyhead," said Mum, laughing. "There's cereal." Simon sat down at the table. "As long as it's a short walk," he said.
"I've just got to go out to the shops," said Mum, giving Dad a knowing look and grabbing her keys.
"Okay," said Dad, giving her a wink. By the time Mum got back, Simon was dressed, so they put everything in the car and drove out of town. At least they weren't going to the Cascades, thought Simon. They went there last year. It was a 2-hour march with noisy insects everywhere. And when they got there, there was hardly any water in the stream, not even enough to wash their feet in.
"I hope this walk is worth it," said Simon from the back seat.
"Oh, it will be," said Mum. "Something tells me." They parked at a reserve, a national park. The name Sacred Mound was written in yellow against a green sign.
Dad studied the information board.
1.5 hours return, he said. Let the game begin.
The walk started out on the level, Dad leading the way with his special stick, though he kept stopping every now and then to make it longer or shorter.
Stop fussing, will you? Said Mum.
Sacred Mound.
They crossed a field with piles of sheep droppings. The sheep, with their jaws chewing, were staring at them as they walked by. Dad followed the narrow track through the field and over a fence.
10 points,
he said as he leapt over. Then the track started climbing, past some pricky bushes, their flowers surprisingly gentle. Simon could feel his shirt starting to stick to his back. The track dipped into the forest and wove its way through the tall trees with bent branches and dry, cracked bark. Simon was grateful for the shade. Now the path began to twist and turn as it climbed the steep hill. They stopped at a bench for a much-needed water break.
I spy with my little eye, Dad began, something beginning with T.
Tree, Simon groaned.
How'd you guess? Said Dad with a smile. Your turn.
But Simon just glared at him.
Mom looked at her watch and got to her feet. We should get a move on.
What's the rush? Asked Simon.
It's like a game, Mum smiled. Got to get to the next level, right?
Up the hill they climbed, Dad stopping every now and then to point something out. A tiny bird with a fan for a tail played with them on the path, hopping from side to side, as it looked for insects disturbed by their feet. Simon had to smile. Now, the forest began to thin out, and they came out onto grass again, except this time, there were no sheep, just some big round rocks like giant marbles. They turned around to admire the view. The forest stretched out below them, sweeping down to their starting point. Just beyond was a cliff and then the curve of the sea.
You can't tell me you get anything like this in Ninja Attack 3, said Mum.
They got out their lunch boxes and ate in silence in the middle of the big rocks. Mum checked her watch again, and when Simon wasn't looking, she winked at Dad and held up 5 fingers. Dad smiled quietly.
You know why they call this place Sacred Mound?
Asked Dad shortly after.
Because it's sacred, said Simon.
Well, you know about the huge stones at Stonehenge in England? Asked Mum. Simon nodded.
These rocks here were special, too, for ceremonies and things. This place was a holy place.
You weren't even supposed to come up here unless you were of noble blood, added Dad. True story.
Doesn't look that special to me, said Simon, looking around at the rocks. He kicked at one with his boot.
Simon, hissed Mum, whether you believe it or not, you should show some respect.
You never know what might happen, said Dad, trying hard to keep a straight face.
Whatever, said Simon. You worry about me playing too many video games, but you guys are the ones being silly, he said.
He finished his sandwich.
Watch this, he said.
Simon stepped up onto one of the rocks, then balancing carefully. He leapt onto the one nearest, and then another, using them as stepping stones.
Look, just like a ninja attack.
Watch what you're doing, said Mum with a shake of her head.
Simon carried on leaping around the rocks, laughing at his parents.
Then he stopped for a moment and stared out at the view below. Was it his imagination, or was the forest below them getting darker? In fact, the whole hillside seemed to be turning colorless, as if a giant cloud had covered the sky. Simon looked up. There were no clouds. Now he noticed that the sea, too, was turning dark.
"What's happening?" Mum whispered, standing up with a worried look. "Why is it getting darker?"
"This is weird," said Dad. "Look at the forest. It's getting darker and darker."
He pointed down the hillside. Simon followed his gaze.
"You shouldn't have been playing around on those stones," said Mum with a serious face.
"I told you they were special. Now look what you've done," added Dad. "You've upset Sacred Mound."
Simon's jaw dropped a little.
"No way,"
he gasped. But it was true. The whole hillside was getting darker in a way he'd never seen before. The light was fading over the grass, like it was being slowly drained away. But how? Simon's heart began to beat faster. Now, Dad grabbed his arm and pulled him down the hill.
"We need to get out of here,"
Dad hissed, looking worried.
"Away from these stones."
"Wait for me! Let me get my backpack!" Mum screamed.
"Is this real?"
Simon asked. He didn't want to admit it, but he was scared.
Mum rushed down towards them.
"Here, put these on quickly. They'll keep you safe," said Mum. She handed him a pair of glasses.
"What?"
Simon asked. He stared at the glasses. They were made of cardboard and looked like 3D glasses from a cinema. They had a picture of the sun printed on them and the words, "Solar Eclipse Viewer," printed over the front. Simon suddenly knew.
"Surprise!" said Mum with a huge grin.
"Quick, look up!"
said Dad, laughing his head off and wearing the same glasses.
"You don't want to miss this."
Simon quickly put on the glasses and looked up at the sun. A circular piece of the sun was missing, covered in black, like someone had taken a cookie cutter to it. As they moved their heads upwards and watched through the safety glasses, the darkness spread over the surface of the sun in slow motion.
"Wow!" gasped Simon. "This is amazing!"
They watched as the blackness slowly moved across the surface until there was nothing left, just a black circle with a bit of light behind. The rest was completely hidden.
"That's called the sun's corona," said Mum, pointing at the bit of light. "Isn't it totally magical?"
Mum was right. Simon had to agree. He'd never seen anything like this before. He looked around. The entire world seemed to have gone dark. Not the normal nighttime black, but a strange gloom that gave everything a dreamlike feel. There was a strange silence. The family stared in awe, not knowing what to say. It was as if they were seeing the world in a totally new way.
"Look, the sun's coming out again," said Dad.
A tiny fingernail of bright light appeared, and then, bit by bit, it pushed back the darkness until at last the sun was blazing like normal once more, and the hillside was light again. It had taken only minutes.
"A total solar eclipse," said Mum.
"We're lucky to have seen it. We heard about it on the news last night after you'd gone to bed. It happened at exactly the time they said it would."
"We were hoping you hadn't heard about it," said Dad.
"So that's why you were checking your watch all the time," said Simon. "I was starting to wonder."
"You should have seen the look on your face," said Mum, taking her glasses off, "when you thought you'd somehow caused trouble because of your jumping on the rocks. Now that was worth the walk alone. Simon went red.
Whatever, I knew those rocks weren't special, he laughed.
Well, maybe for a minute. Why is this place called Sacred Mound, anyway?
Absolutely no clue, said Dad, going back down the hill. We made all that up.
But you have to say, that was way more exciting than any video game, said Mum.
Fantastic, admitted Simon.